From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and the campaign season is getting underway. The weekend was dominated by Republican White House hopefuls, and President Obama hit the campaign trail today. In a few minutes, we'll consider the newest entrant into the GOP presidential race, Rick Perry. First, though, a report from President Obama's bus tour of the Midwest. He's listening to voters' frustration with Washington and venting some of his own. NPR's Scott Horsley is along for the ride.
For much of the last month, as Republican candidates crisscrossed Iowa, President Obama was trapped in Washington by the seemingly endless debate over the federal debt ceiling. With that crisis now in the rearview mirror, aides say the president is eager to hit the road. First stop, Cannon Falls, Minnesota, and an outdoor town hall meeting on the tree-lined banks of the Cannon River.
What a spectacular setting. Let's get the grill going.
Tempting as that might be, the shirt-sleeved president told a crowd of about 500 people sitting around picnic tables, he's not here just to enjoy the late summer sunshine. Instead, he said he wants to enlist them in a fight against gridlock in Congress, he says, has bottled up measures that could otherwise boost the sluggish economy.
There is no shortage of ideas to put people to work right now. What is needed is action on the part of Congress. A willingness to put the partisan games aside and say we're going to do what's right for the country.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president is also eager to listen to voters on this trip about what he called the real economy in small towns of the Midwest. Betsy Frazier says the picture in Cannon Falls is not pretty.
So many people here are struggling. A lot of housing foreclosures just right here in Cannon Falls. A lot of people laid off from jobs that were not the greatest anyway, but they were jobs. People are underwater with their mortgages, and they just need some good jobs and some hope that it'll get better.
Hope has long been Mr. Obama's most potent weapon, but it's wearing thin. Consumer confidence is slumping, and so is the president's approval rating, slipping below 40% for the first time this week. Mr. Obama said today people would be more confident if they thought their political leaders were working together. So far, Betsy Frazier sees little sign of that.
I just want somebody to take some leadership and do something good. Everyone's constantly running for re-election now rather than putting out what's best for the country, especially Congress. I guess I'm more dissatisfied with Congress than I am with the president.
Republicans have taken aim at the president's bus tour as pure politics on the taxpayer's dime. They note he's offering little new in the way of jobs programs. Mr. Obama conceded the ideas he highlighted today, such as renewal of the payroll tax cut and government-backed financing for public works projects, have been kicking around for months with nothing to show for it. The White House says Mr. Obama will propose new job-boosting ideas in the weeks to come, but winning approval for any new spending will be difficult at a time when many in Congress and the president himself are fixated on deficit reduction. Mr. Obama says it's possible for Washington to do both.
The key is not to try to cut more out of programs for poor folks or programs for seniors. The key right now is to get a long-term plan for fiscal stability. And in the short term, we should actually make more investments that would put people to work and get the economy moving.
After launching this tour in Minnesota, Mr. Obama headed for Iowa, where he'll host a forum on rural development tomorrow. All of this is just a warm-up for the fall, when the debate over deficit reduction, economic stimulus, and the 2012 election campaign will all shift into higher gear. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.